T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good to reconnect with Dan Israel, who gives us a very good inside perspective on what's going on with the Chiefs, particularly at camp and during the season. We're really glad to have him be a part of the show, as we are Earl, who is always bringing his strong points of view on the Kansas City Chiefs to the fore. What's going on, big fella?
I just had to call the enthusiasm of Dan Israel. No more so shall us Chiefs fans be the butt of the jokes. Like, Chiefs defenders, what did they get on the Wonderlic test? Drool. Or 20 Chiefs fans in a basement. What do we call it? A wine cellar? No.
Oh, my
Dan,
God.
Dan Israel knows that the Legion of Zoom is going to be taking off at Arrowhead this year. And bat down a pass or two and stay on side. And maybe once we will not find a new way for Chiefs fans to be disemboweled at the end of the season. So I love Dan's enthusiasm. I love the way he shuns off any potential criticism, because it's all just posies and smell good right now. So
how many?
Sure on,
how many are they going to win?
Yeah,
regular season. How many are they winning?
Oh, they're going to win at least 11.
All right,
11's my deal. You know, and you know, somehow we need to do like this non-injury dance and keep us healthy. See, that's what was so scary about last year. We had our health all year long,
yeah,
and that rarely happens. And in that regard, we did make the AFC Championship and push it to overtime, but we didn't get there. So we need a healthy season and hopefully a good defensive season. And Chiefs fans can finally get that big gorilla, Godzilla, gorilla, Magilla, gorilla off our backs.
Yeah, that's the goal. I feel you, Earl. I feel you.
And work on their
I
coin
think it boils flip. Down to just what he said, too. Health and defense.
Yeah,
and we
health,
all know
health
that
is,
it doesn't take
yeah, a health is yeah. such a wild card.
Health
though.
Is, dude, it is the thing that guys grind on the most in this league. It's unbelievable. And every single team deals with it. That's the cliche. How mm-hmm. you deal with it isn't.
Yeah.
And who's getting injured?
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. The Chiefs cannot afford an injury to Patrick Mahomes. That's exhibit number one.
I wonder who
and
you,
really,
who would we consider their second most untouchable.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a cavernous difference between Mahomes and the next most
oh
important
my God,
guy.
Of course it is. Yes. So take care of those things, man.
Well, it's just so fascinating to me that the Chiefs finally have a quarterback that, like, you wouldn't trade him for any other quarterback in the league.
None.
Finally.
Not one.
It finally happened to the Chiefs. And so
mm-hmm.
they're just trying to keep him upright and keep that Super Bowl window open as long as they can. So, and it's like we both have been talking about, and Earl knows. Stopping the other guys a few more times, you know, that's what it boils down to. As good
mm-hmm.
as Mahomes is, you can't outscore people, not when it comes right down to it. They tried to do that against the Patriots and didn't work. So, all right.
No.
So, Sebastian Telfair, remember him? He
sure,
was a straight to the league after a high-profile high school career NBA guy. Sentenced Monday to 3.5 years in prison for gun possession. He apparently can't get off of firearms. He was arrested in New York 2 years ago for being pulled over in his vehicle, at which point police said they found a cache of firearms and ammunition. He was convicted in April and
jeez.
now sentenced at the age of 34 to 3.5 years in prison. Not his only run-in with the law, not his only issue with guns. It goes all the way back to, 2006 with the Trailblazers?
Oh, yeah.
After he had a loaded gun on the team plane, which apparently is frowned upon. Not supposed to do that. But got me to thinking about, and there's been a lot, the biggest busts in the NBA draft.
Sure.
First of all, compared to football, for example, is the NBA more draft, more bust possible than the NFL?
I know. Yes.
I feel that way. I mean, I know
much more likely.
There's Robert Gallery and Tony Mandrich. You're going to have some, and Ryan Leaf. You're going to have some of those guys. But I sure feel like there's a bunch of first rounders in the NBA that never do squat.
You can go through years where 2/3 of the first round ended up doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. They're younger coming into the NBA. They're much older going into the NFL. I feel like the potential for bust in the NBA is far more significant than it is in the NFL.
I'll never forget this guy as long as I live, and this goes back 16 years, but Darko Milicic in 2003 was picked number 2 by the Pistons over, and it's easy to, we talk about low-hanging fruit. It's easy to look back now and see who he was picked before. But Carmelo Anthony, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade, 3 Hall of Famers, Darko Milicic was picked before those guys. He played for 6 teams in 10 seasons, averaged 6 points, 4 rebounds, left the NBA in 2012, tried a kickboxing career, and as of 2 years ago, he worked on an apple farm in Serbia.
Well, okay.
So
there's worse things to be doing. He made a little money.
I suppose.
Yeah. Apple farming doesn't sound too bad to me right now.
Apple farming in Serbia.
There you go.
Who knew?
Make yourself some apple cider.
That's what Darko is doing now. Mm-hmm. Greg Oden.
Got a boy, Darko.
2007, the number 1 overall pick. Plagued by knee injuries, multiple microfracture surgeries on his knees, which I don't even know the ins and outs of that, but it sounds painful. He has recently gone back to get his degree at Ohio State.
Really?
He now has coaching aspirations and has helped the Celtics during pre-draft workouts this past year. That's great.
Huh. Isn't it interesting? Because the freedom comes when you let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's let go of it, right?
Yep.
And now he can find maybe a career in the game that can be satisfying. It's the guys that can never let go of it that are sad.
He's not getting away from the game. He's let go of the playing part of it for sure. Mm-hmm. Now he's just going to try to help others, identify what a good basketball
player. And Greg Oden is the punchline to a joke.
Mm-hmm.
We get all of that. But you know something? I mean, you hope that when guys like that who have had so much thrust upon them and fail so largely because they're being watched so heavily because, mm-hmm. Who wasn't aware of Greg Oden, for goodness sakes?
The first overall pick.
Right.
And people remember the first overall pick.
Yes. So that's a hard thing to overcome. And when you are able to shed that burden, that's a freeing thing, mm-hmm. man.
Yep.
I cannot imagine, first of all, having the kind of ability to be drafted that high. And second of all, to have to deal with the disappointment of failing in it.
And being injured as part of the reason of your failure. That would be almost impossible to take, the fact that you're just not healthy enough to try to live up to the hype.
Sure.
2 years later, 2009, Johnny Flynn was picked sixth overall by the Timberwolves ahead of Steph Curry.
Wow.
I believe he was out of Syracuse, just off the top of my head, but played 3 years in the NBA, last played in Italy 5 years ago. It is unclear what Johnny Flynn is doing today.
Wow.
Yeah, number six overall in 2000.
Boy, that's a name I haven't heard much.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Sam Bowie.
Boy.
Almost as famously as Greg Oden. He was selected number two back in 1984, infamously one spot ahead of Michael Jordan. He retired in 1995, so it's not like he totally flamed out. That's a pretty decent career. He's since done some commentary for college basketball. He's gotten involved in harness racing and now is on the public speaking tour. That's Sam Bowie, the guy drafted ahead of Michael Jordan, which is...
Where you know damn good and well he refers to himself as the guy drafted ahead of Michael Jordan.
Probably how he introduces himself.
I mean, I would. Yep. I mean, that would be... That'd be worth the chuckle that you elicit every time you say it. It's a can't-miss chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And a couple more to wrap it up. Where are they now? Bryant Reeves, Big Country, 2005. He's a sixth overall pick out of Oklahoma State by the Vancouver Grizzlies. He also struggled a bit with injuries plus conditioning. Retired in 2001. He is a cattle rancher in a small town in Oklahoma.
Yeah. And did that pretty early on. I mean, that was his immediate go-to. Once he got out of the game, he went right back to the ranch.
And finally, Hashim Thabeet. Remember him? Second overall in 09 by the Grizzlies. Mm. Bounced around a little bit. Last played in the league 5 years ago. He's had G League and Summer League stints, and he is still working on an NBA comeback. So he is kind of the anti-Greg Oden. He has not let it go yet. Hashim Thabeet, shot-blocking phenom. Never could stick, and apparently he's not giving up on it just yet.
Boy, the Grizzlies have themselves quite a history with big men drafts, don't they?
Unfortunately, they do.
Do people even remember that franchise started in Vancouver?
Oh, what's the guy with three names? Why did I even bring it up if I can't think of his name? He could really score.
Know.
Who was? I'm going to have to look him up in the break. But, yeah, the Grizzlies in Vancouver.
That was a short-lived experiment. So, but then Memphis, okay. It's not a great trade, quite frankly, from Vancouver to Memphis. In my opinion, anyway. But it's neither here nor there. OTD coming up next on this day in history.
Sharif Abdul-Rahim.
Yeah.
That's the guy I'm thinking of.
Sharif Abdul. Wow.
1996. Picked Steve Francis as the second pick in 1999. Vancouver Grizzlies.
Jeez.
95-01, they were in Vancouver.
All right, we get to OTD coming up next. It is August 14th, and it happened on this day in sports, courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents. It is your equipment rental headquarters, 21st and Ridge, and it's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.